British police say today's shooting at a London subway station is directly linked, in their words, to yesterday's bomb attacks on the public transport system. In today's incident, plainclothes police shot and killed a man at the Stockwell station in South London. Scotland Yard has now released images of four men they are seeking in connection with yesterday's attacks, and they've appealed to the public for help with the investigation. In the last hour, London Police Commissioner Ian Blair briefed reporters on the investigation.
I can say that as part of the operations linked to yesterday's incidents, Metropolitan Police officers have shot a man inside Stockwell Underground Station. The information I have available is that this shooting is directly linked to the ongoing and expanding anti-terrorist operation. I need to make clear that any death is deeply regrettable. But as I understand the situation, the man was challenged and refused to obey police instructions.
At the same briefing, Assistant Commissioner Andy Heyman showed security camera images of four men police are seeking in connection with yesterday's attacks.
The image we're now showing shows a man running away from the Northern Line at the Oval Underground Station at approximately 12:34 hours yesterday. He was wearing a dark top with the words New York written in white across the front. This top was later found in Cowley Road, Brixton. A device was left at the rear of the top deck of the Route 26 bus. The image that's now showing is of a man at the rear of the top deck on that bus. He was wearing a grey T-shirt on what appears to have been a palm tree design on the front and a dark jacket with a white baseball cap. At Warren Street, a device was left in a carriage on the northbound Victoria Line. The image that's now showing of the third person we want to identify shows a man leaving Warren Street Underground. He was wearing dark clothing. Finally, at Shepherd's Bush, a device was left on a Hammersmith and City Line train. This final image that's showing is of a man at Westbourne Park Underground Station. He was wearing a dark shirt and trousers and was later reported to be wearing a white vest.
Heyman appealed for help in the investigation. He had these questions for the public.
Do you recognise any of these men? Did you see them at the three underground stations or on the bus? Did you see them at a different location? Did you see these men together before or after the incident? Did you see them with anyone else?
Ian Blair closed today's police briefing by emphasising the need for calm.
At the moment, yeah, the situation is under control. The investigation is proceeding. The scenes are under control. The houses that are being searched are under control. And the second crucial message is that we can only defeat this form of terror by working with communities, by getting the community's support into everything that we're doing. I'm very grateful to people of London for the way in which they have reacted so far, and I hope very much that we will be able to bring this to as swift a conclusion as possible.
Police Commissioner Ian Blair speaking earlier today about the investigation into the attacks on the trains and buses of London.